So, my dear brothers and sisters, the readings that we hear today are a wonderful entrance into the season of Lent, which will begin this coming Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. And I really invite you in this Lent to take an opportunity to really do some self-reflection and to really look at our hearts, because Lent is an opportunity for us to bring our hearts before the Lord and recognize that our hearts are in need of change. And we're reminded today when Jesus says, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit." My dear brothers and sisters, what fruit are we producing? What fruit are we producing? St. Paul says, when that which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and that which is mortal clothes itself with immortality. And so we have been clothed with immortality. We have received a new nature. What have we done with the gift of that nature? I ask you again, what fruit is your tree producing? And if I shake your tree, what will come out? That's why this is a great question for us to pray with through the 40 days of Lent. If Father came and shook my tree, what fruit would he catch? If I went and shook Father's tree, what fruit would I get? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, how do we produce good fruit? Well, we have to look at our hearts. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, something that Lent teaches us, and always that we should always learn, is that our sins are not because of the other. We very comfortably like to blame everybody else by saying, well, if so-and-so wasn't this way, then I wouldn't be that way. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, it's not because of so-and-so. It's where our hearts are. And that's why we have to be careful, because it's and this is a reminder for all of us. All of us are in this situation. It's very easy to see the faults of the other. Very easy. And in fact, we are professional Geiger counters for the faults of others. When it comes to ourselves, this is an opportunity. So I invite all of us, because we all receive this new nature. And Lent, this is not about beating ourselves up, but it's about really saying to the Lord, "Lord, I've received this new nature. I want to live in this new nature." And that's why we have the sacrament of confession. And I invite you in this time, in this season of Lent, to use it as an opportunity to go to the sacrament of confession, to spend more time in prayer. You know, again, we get to Lent, we get to every time this year, and you're all having very lofty thoughts right now about what you're going to do for Lent. And in fact, you're going to lock yourself in a room and be holy for the next 40 days. You know, that's what you're all right now. That's where you all are at. I'm gonna give up this, and I'm gonna give up that, and I'm gonna stop doing this, and I'm gonna stop doing that. And it's Wednesday is the Catholic New Year, full of resolutions. And I want you to do those things, but please do them in moderation. In other words, do what you're capable of. Don't set yourself up for failure. Do what God is asking you to do. Because we set our own goals and we last like 5 days. I'm being generous. We last like 3.5 days. But I invite you to truly take this season of, as we begin this season of Lent, to really use it as an opportunity to look at our hearts, to look at our faults, to look at our weaknesses, and to bring those to the Lord. Because the Lord wants us in our poverty. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that if somebody came and shook our tree, that they would catch good fruit. It is possible. It is possible. Let us truly ask the Lord in this Eucharist that we may always produce that fruit.